33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. As you travel around the Lone Star State, you'll run across annual festivals of all sorts. There's the annual Goat Barbecue in Electra every April, the Luling Watermelon Thump, of course, in June, and happening right now, a certain roundup in Sweetwater. If you are unfamiliar with this roundup, please be advised this one is not for ophidophobes or even herpetophobes, because that hissing sound coming from the Nolan County Coliseum, those would be rattlers in a pit, rattlesnakes, thousands and thousands of them, and this is not just an enduring but somewhat endearing thing, too. Rob McCann is going to tell us all about it. He is the public relations director for the Sweetwater JCs, staging the 60th annual Sweetwater Rattlesnake Roundup this weekend. Rob, welcome to Standard.
Hey, it's an honor to be on the show. Thank you so very much.
Hey, thank you so very much for taking some time out, because y'all are right in the thick of things, I guess. Got started on Thursday. This has become the biggest rattlesnake roundup in the world, but that wasn't always the case. How did the rattlesnake roundup get started there in Sweetwater?
Well, the rattlesnake roundup started with some very humble beginnings. Back in 1958, 57, actually, a group of farmers and ranchers got together, decided they were going to help our local law enforcement out. They were answering a bunch of nuisance calls in the city of Sweetwater that was just overrun with rattlesnakes. So they were having a hard time doing their other duties as police officers. So this group of farmers and ranchers got together, and they actually had the first rattlesnake roundup before it was called a roundup. You know, they just rounded the snakes up, and then they killed them and buried them in a pit.
Yeah.
That was the humble beginnings of the roundup. And then the next year in 58, the JCs took the rattlesnake roundup over and started molding it into what it is today.
So what sort of things happen at the rattlesnake roundup these days?
The rattlesnake roundup has grown over the years. Now it's a citywide event, basically. It takes 11,000 people to put this roundup on, which is roughly the population of our town. That's what's made our roundup last 60 years.
Is it sort of like a rodeo and a, seems like I remember a beauty pageant was involved at one point, and it's a big community event.
Yes, sir. We have a scholarship pageant now. Kind of took the beauty pageant thing out of it.
Uh-huh.
And 2 years ago, we had an economic impact study done. Well, the Chamber of Commerce here did, actually. And this event now brings about $8.4 million into the local economy.
Wow.
In one weekend. We have a huge, huge cook-off. It's a sanctioned event, so brisket, chili, beans, and, of course, the tie-breaking category is snake.
That's the tiebreaker. Now, I have to confess, I've been to the Sweetwater show. That was the first time I ever had rattlesnake. Have you eaten it yourself?
Oh, yes, sir. It has a very unique taste, especially the way our cooks dredge it and soak it and fry it. It tastes good to me. I like it. The texture's a whole lot like calamari, or if listeners are familiar with eating alligator or gator tail.
What would you say in the first 60 years has been the highlight? Is there a year in particular that folks still talk about that really stands out in people's memories?
Well, 82 was the highlight year. That was almost 18,000 pounds of snake that year.
How many snakes is that? Does anyone count?
A snake averages about 3 pounds for an average snake, so that's a whole lot of snakes.
That sounds like about 6,000 snakes, if my math is right.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
So all of those snakes were caught within 1 month of our event.
And they what, dump them into a big pit there? What do you do with all these rattlers?
First of all the snakes come in, they're weighed, and then they'll go to our research pit where they're individually measured, sexed, and weighed. And we keep all of that data. Of course, we share it with various government departments throughout the state and on the national level. And once a snake is measured, then they go to our milking pit, and we extract the venom, and then they go to the killing pit. We'll cut their head off, they're gutted, they're skinned, and they're processed, and the meat's cooked.
Wow, that's really dramatic. And what happens to that venom, by the way?
The venom's usually freeze-dried, and pharmaceutical companies and various companies like that bid on it, and we sell it to them.
Does this make money for Sweetwater or for the JCs?
Yeah, we make a little bit of money. The JCs, we're a nonprofit organization, so all the money that we raise this weekend goes right back into our community and programs and stuff that we serve.
Hey, let me ask you something. A lot of young people in particular are kind of glued to their iPads and gadgets and devices these days. Do you find that you're sort of having to compete with some of the digital world out there, if you know what I'm saying?
We do compete with the digital world out there, but Sweetwater, we've been very, very blessed with some awesome parents and awesome community, and we have what's called a J-Teen organization, and we have over 60 kids who basically are the teenage version of our organization that want to make a difference in their community, and they're doing it here.
So the Rattlesnake Roundup is probably going to be in good hands for the foreseeable future.
This is the goal.
Rob McCann is a public relations director for the Sweetwater JCs, the group that puts on the Sweetwater Rattlesnake Roundup, underway right now and in its 60th year west of Abilene. Rob, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you and what you do for us.